You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Now, a week is a long time in politics, certainly in this environment. But remember when Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager, was indicted? Well, one of the things special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation found was that Manafort was in debt to Russian interests to the tune of about $17 million. And that got us thinking about debt more generally, how it makes people feel, whether it changes their behavior. Dr. Thomas Richardson is a clinical psychologist with the UK's National Health Service. He studies mental health and debt, and he found a connection between debt and mental health while doing a study about tuition increases in the UK.
And I found that what was interesting is that actually that increase in tuition fees didn't have much of an impact on mental health, but how much you were struggling financially, so not being able to pay the bills, really did.
Richardson found that stress from debt could increase the risk of eating disorders, alcoholism, and anxiety.
So basically, you're anxious about your finances, and then you probably tend to avoid your finances, and that just fuels the financial difficulties. And same with drinking, you know, you're worried about your finances, so you drink, and that's not going to be particularly healthy for your bank balance. Broadly speaking about financial difficulties, about debt specifically, we found, I did a meta-analysis where you pull together all of the research that's been published, and we found that people with mental health problems are three times more likely to be in kind of problem debt.
And the amount doesn't really seem to matter. What does matter is how stressed someone feels about their ability to get out of debt and whether the expense was worth it.
Some people will have a lot of debt and they'll be all right with it. Some people will have a small amount of debt and they'll be really stressed out about it. So I think it's about the sense you make of it. Do you feel like it's debt for a purpose, like a mortgage? Do you feel like it's debt you're never going to be paid off? And there's lots of psychological factors like how hopeless you feel about it and the future that kind of can impact it.
Stress can cause people to act irrationally, Richardson says, and that might mean trying to forget about the problem or even spending in risky or irresponsible ways to try to make money more quickly.
You know, some people saying stuff like, I just ignore those letters. I put them straight in the bin. I can't even bear to look at my bank balance. So it's kind of a way to cope, which is self-destructive in the long run, yes, but it's not intentionally self-destructive. I think sometimes people use this term of financial self-harm. I'd kind of use this idea of accidental financial self-harm, because often you're trying to cope and you're trying to make things better, but it might just backfire.
If you are in debt, Richardson says there are ways to deal with the stress that are free and healthy.
I think you really need to just focus on what is important to you and what gives you a sense of achievement and satisfaction that doesn't involve money. And it can be really simple things, you know, like going for a walk in the park, stuff that's free, you know, make sure you do that and get out. Being aware of those when your mind, you know, races to the worst case scenario. It's not always going to be what happens, but that's what happens when we're anxious. I use a lot of mindfulness with my clients. We actually have, if you search for Solent mindfulness exercises on YouTube, we've got a whole load of mindfulness exercises. And they can be really helpful because they can help you step back from those kind of catastrophic thoughts about your finances. And I think the last thing is just, it's very easy to try and avoid it all if you're very anxious. I get that. It's just about one step at a time, you know. Don't expect yourself to be able to go and speak straight to the bank manager, but if you've been avoiding it off, start small. Open one bill, try and sort that out, then work on to the next one, you know. So just one step at a time. It's not going to solve everything, but just getting back a little bit of a sense of control.
Dr. Thomas Richardson is a clinical psychologist in the National Health Service in the UK. He studies mental health and finance. And if you want to share your experience with debt and stress, you can write to us at weekend@marketplace.org.